Hey, happy day, Nancy Pelosi and all those other left-wing whacks in the United States of America. They have absolutely no concept with what goes on at the border. Arizona, Texas, and so on, I gotta tell you, it's a shambles. Every day they arrest these people, they send them back, and they keep coming back. You need a wall. You gotta get the wall finished from coast to coast, maybe from line to line within your own country. Come on now, we all get it. You gotta do it. Come with me. Now, come with me for a one-minute trip to a Walmart store in South Texas, and this goes on all of the time. The security people are so busy, it's a busy deal. So watch this with me.
Quítate la blusa, la chamarra. Busca al otro güey y lo agarra también. Mándame una femenina, mándame una femenina. Quítate el chaleco, por favor. ¿Ya no traes nada?
How do you like that? I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? But it goes on all the time. That's not to say that legal people don't steal too. Of course they do, but that's not what this topic is about. This is about the illegals, the people that keep coming in. They come in illegally, they go into a store, they're illegal anyway. So what does it matter if I go into a store now and steal stuff, right? And they're being captured a lot, but what about the ones that are not being captured in the rest of the country? Has no idea, no concept that this is going on. It's I guess it's maybe undocumented shopping. Nancy would say it's okay. All the whacks in California would say it's okay. The politician whacks, I mean, and because there's about 40 million good people there, and then all the politicians, because there's even a law that says you're entitled to steal up to, I think it's $900. If you go over that, then you're a thief. But if you go up to that, it's okay. It just makes no sense. President Donald Trump now, he's ordered the United States Navy to shoot down and destroy. Not a lot of room to kind of wonder what he means with that. Shoot down and destroy any Iranian ships that harass our ships in the Gulf of Oman. The statement came after the Iran Revolutionary Guard Corps harassed and got too close to United States ships. And the president said that's unsafe. There'll be no more chatter. Don't phone. Don't ask for approval. Shoot them down, kind of like blow them out of the water. Wow. You know what? The president now, his PR department, they're selling puzzles. And I guess if there was ever a puzzle about the president, those guys in Iran, there's no puzzle. Fool around and kaboom, but puzzles. Now he's selling puzzles. That's interesting. That's kind of going on. The National Rifle Association, the NRA in the United States, it's interesting. You know, they're laying off lots of employees, thousands of employees, apparently. I don't know those numbers, but there's a variety of different things that are said. They're reducing salaries across the board, and they're blaming the coronavirus. Strikes me as odd. They're a big organization. I hope there's no cracks in that organization because they're needed. They truly are needed. They do a lot of good. But, you know, a month into the virus, they're saying we're in trouble because of the virus. They have 5 million members. They pay $30, maybe $40, whatever, a year. And again, I don't get that could be the, the big weight that's kind of pushing them down. I have a hard time with that. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope it is the virus. But get your act clean because y'all are needed. In Canada, the CSSA, the Canadian Shooting Sports Association, they're the same. I mean, I'm sure that the virus has had an impact on every organization, them as well, but hopefully not with people paying their dues. On the contrary, that's the last thing that you should ever get rid of paying would be your CSSA dues. Oh, pay it. Give them more money because they help, same as the NRA. And then, of course, in Canada, there's a firearm legal defense that is also needed. These are the things that are needed in tough times, good times, all times. Get a bet on it. Now, here's a Queen Mary Public School in Point Grey area in Vancouver. I have a copy of some of the work that the teachers are asking their students to do, and it's quite scary, very frightening. Yeah, this is the Canadian school system, and it goes on to say, you know, capitalism is bad, and we need a redistribution of wealth, and it's indoctrination, it is brainwashing to the children in the Canadian school system. And parents, y'all gotta get with it. I mean, my kids are all grown and gone, and I used to fight it all the time because I would go to school and say, you're talking about socialism, but that's okay, but you need to also talk about capitalism so a child can make a choice, right? You have to have all the information. And they didn't then, without big, big pushes, and now they're doing it even less. Bad verbiage, but I think you get it. You got to go in and fight because the people that are teaching, that are in charge of our children today, wow, be a shock if anybody turns out with a mind. Las Vegas. Did you know that in Las Vegas, you can take a chip from a casino and when you go to church, you can put it in the collection plate? It's been going on for years and years. And when the churches get the chips, they all take them to a place where there's monks, you know, a monk, kind of like a preacher, and the monks count them. Okay, pretty simple. Chipmunks. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.